that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
Oh yeah, and you know by now, like when he says he feels nice, like sugar and spice, it's time for us to talk to our U Health guest. And especially because I feel nice like sugar and spice, we're going to talk today about medical marijuana, or I guess marijuana in general, and its impact on the human body. We've got Denise C., and I'm going to butcher it as usual, Vidot, Dr. Vidot. She's a PhD. She's the executive director at the Student Myeloma Advocacy. I'm really doing a number here today, Dr. Vidot. And she's a researcher at the University of Miami Department of Public Health Sciences. Her research on the health outcomes of marijuana use spans 3 years. We're going to discuss their current research on medical marijuana. Welcome to the show. How'd I do on your name?
Pretty good. It's Dr. Vito.
Okay. I'm going to have them call me with all of this. Or AC, you got to preview it and tell me it. But we're not here to listen to me kibitz. We're here to listen to the doctor talk about the impact of marijuana on the body. Doctor, it's yours.
Oh. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. I love talking about my research. So
it's my pleasure.
You.
My pleasure. Love to hear it.
Secondly, you know, this is a great topic right now, especially with all the legal ramifications going on in Florida and federally. So I'm glad that we're having these conversations. But the research that we do has to do with looking at the population of the U.S.
Uh-huh.
And we've been studying emerging adulthood, adults, and middle-aged adults to see what impact of marijuana use has on metabolic syndrome.
What is that?
I was just going to say, most people wonder what's metabolic syndrome. But really, it's a cluster of risk factors that when they are working simultaneously, it increases your chances for diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and all those scary terms that we all try to run away from.
Okay, well, it's good we're having
like high blood pressure, glucose, things like that.
Okay, so it's good that we have you on because there's a lot of noise about marijuana. Let's get some of the facts. Serve them up. Let's hear it. What are the marijuana users out there? What do they got coming at them?
Well, first of all, I have to preface with my studies are not causation. So I'm looking at a snapshot. So I can just tell you about associations and relationships that we're seeing so far.
Okay.
And what we see so far is that in middle-aged adults and in emerging adulthood, so that's like anywhere between 20 and 30 years old and then above 60, we're seeing that current use of marijuana is associated with lower waist circumference, lower BMIs, and lower blood sugar levels, which when you hear those things, though independently, it sounds like a good thing. But they are with higher blood pressures. So,
but wait a minute now. So people are using pot and they're getting a higher blood pressure? How does that work?
Well, that's what we need more studies to find out. What's going on inside the body? You know, I can't really say at this moment, but I know I'm definitely doing research to find out one day.
Wow. What are other things? Well, I guess before we go on, maybe some of our listeners want to be part of your study. How do they get involved with that?
Oh, well, definitely. I love that.
No, I'm serious. AC's cracking up. I mean, AC, we got people here that have been doing marijuana. Maybe they want to get involved here. I don't know. Doctor?
Yeah, well, they can always email me, and that's at dvidot, V-I-D-O-T, at miami.edu. And I can definitely point them in the direction of some research that's going on.
Actually, you gave your email wrong. It's dvidot, D-V-I-D-O-T, at medmiami.edu. You didn't get the med part in there.
Oh, well, thank you.
No, it's okay. I'm here. That's what I'm here for. You're the star. I'm just helping.
Yes. Well, thank you very much. But yeah, so that's the main thing. And a recent study that's really hot off the press, that I'm actually right now in Denver about to present at a conference tomorrow.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, so this research is late-breaking. Tomorrow I'm going to be talking about how we did a study on racial and ethnic groups.
How'd that
turn out? Saw that Hispanic marijuana users actually have a lower prevalence of this metabolic syndrome if they happen to be using marijuana at the same time.
Okay.
Like I said, it's an association. We don't know what causes, definitely. But that's very interesting, especially among Hispanics, who have one of the highest percentages of cardiovascular disease.
Yeah, like you should maybe check out the links to some of the genes or something. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Apple One, throw that in there.
Yeah.
See, I don't know what I'm talking about at all. So what are some of the other things that you've found so far, Doctor?
Well, that's the main thing, you know, that current users happen to have a lower prevalence of metabolic syndrome.
Okay.
We just need to find out why and what kind of marijuana are they using. And this brings into your question of the medicinal marijuana.
Right.
Is there something different between that and recreational? So there's plenty to do.
Wow. And are you finding any other collateral stuff or any anecdotal stuff that you can share with our folks? You know, I just want to make sure we get all your stuff out there.
Right now, just more. I don't want to say give any recommendations or anything, but I'm just the research is coming.
Okay. Well, listen, we got to have you back. You got to be a regular on the show. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on. I hope you have a great event at Colorado. Our next guest on the show is going to be a guy who moved from Miami to Colorado. And he's in the medical marijuana implementation part. He does the real estate. He does investing. It's all really cool. In fact, maybe he'll even go to your event. Hey, where are you speaking tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm speaking at the Westin in downtown Denver. It's at the American Psychosomatic Society.
Oh, it sounds like a really interesting crowd. I had to do that. I'm sorry, doctor. You're an easy mark. We got to get you in the studio. You're just an absolute giggler. We would have the best time. Doctor, if they want to get you, what's your email? And don't forget the Med Miami part this time.
Yes, it's DVito, V as a Victor, I-D-O-T, at med.miami.edu.
And that's if people want to participate. Oh, yeah, never want to forget the med. You're just terrific, doctor. We really do need you in the studio. You've got a great sense of humor. So this was great information for our guests, for our listeners. And if one of our listeners wants to participate in your study, they can email you at divadoc. Did I get it right finally?
Yes.
Close enough for a guy from North Miami Beach, right? At med.miami.edu. You've been an absolute sport, doctor. I can't wait till you come back to Miami. And we got to have you back next year when you got another year of your study in the book. Would you do that for us?
Of course. I look forward to seeing you.